Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Bud Light. And, of course, we mentioned yesterday that it's Mother's Day Hooters special. Bring your mom out there. Tomorrow night at Hooters, Alvarez versus Saunders. Canelo.
It's on.
Billy Joe. It's back on.
And I don't 22-foot ring? What's the deal?
And I don't know. I didn't see the actual footage, but they got it all. It was all hype. 70,000 people inside Cowboy Stadium, the AT&T Stadium in Dallas. They're going to load up. No restrictions, no masks. Doesn't matter. Hop in.
A lot of caballeros.
Enjoy the fight. And I didn't know this. A listener emailed me and told me about Billy Joe Saunders was making Instagram videos on how to hit a woman properly and he's a dick. I didn't know him personal stuff. I know he's a good fighter.
I've seen a couple of their, I know their press.
Yeah, those are hype. This guy's evidently a real
you can tell there's some.
And he's got like a history of it. So now you're kind of like, I do think though this, I mean, this is a hell of a fight. And if you can go see this for $5 gets you in the door. If Hooters is charging you $5, I have that DAZN thing, which if you're a fight fan, I highly recommend. It's $100 a year. I probably watch 10 fights on it. Would have cost me $50 a pop.
Did you get that on Groupon?
I got a Groupon. Yeah, it was great. I got a stack of them.
Check.
But Alvarez Saunders tomorrow. $5 gets you in the door. Enjoy the fight with an ice-cold Bud Light, some Hooters wings, and then Sunday, take your mom to Hooters, because on Sunday, May 9th, buy one entree, and mom eats free. And I've argued this point till it's dead. Mom should always eat free on Mother's Day. You should never, ever make her pay. And if you take your mom out and do a two-for-one for Mother's Day, you got to get her a better gift. If you're cutting the bill in half to take her out, you're not really showing her a ton of love. So there better be a nice gift in there. Mom to Hooters. But, oof. Alvarez Saunders, that's a good one. Canelo's probably going to mop him up. But Saunders has good skills, so it's a good fight. Brady, report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it. Happy National No Pants Day.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are we waiting for? Room full of dudes hanging out. It's a little hot outside. I'm in.
Wrong station.
Oh, yeah. KDKB does that every it's every Friday. So you're saying it's Tuesday? It's No Pants Tuesdays. Ew. It's Taco Tuesday on Mo's show. Gross. Put those on.
A couple of baseless fun facts.
Did Mo do another I Ate a Taco and Enjoyed It show?
Yes. I think she did two this week. Because Cinco de Mayo and Taco Tuesday were on two different days.
Hi, I'm Mo. Mm-hmm. That was good. We'll be back with more I Ate a Taco. Great job. That's nothing better than watching a person take a bite of a taco and go, awesome. You ever had a taco before? Yeah, everybody's had like 100,000 tacos each. What are you doing? This is a good taco. They're all good.
Tetanus isn't caused by the rust on rusty nails.
Oh.
The rust is just a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria that causes tetanus.
That's what kind of is. Without the rust, could you get tetanus? Like if it's a perfectly clean nail?
If there's a...
You don't worry about a perfectly clean nail.
The tetanus bacteria loves to live on rust.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So a clean nail goes in, you're not going to go get a tetanus shot. A rusty nail goes in. Technically, it's the rust that drove you there.
Yeah.
Disney, it's an SAT question.
Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan.
It is. Disney World is?
Wow.
The Disney parks in Florida cover over 43 square miles.
Wow.
Manhattan is 22 square miles.
It's only 6 miles long, 7 miles long.
Also means Disney World is roughly the same size as San Francisco.
Yeah. San Francisco sucks.
The current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. An Australian guy set that record in his boat in 1978. Since then, everyone who's tried to break it has died.
Yeah, because it's dumb.
In fact, since 1940, people trying to set or break their record have an 85% fatality rate.
What's the?
318.
318. Howard Hughes didn't go 318 with the goose?
This was, again, this is on water.
There's no way. That's what I'm saying. He was water with it.
So yeah,
it
like it doesn't
120,
go that fast.
No, it's probably that fast. You got to have jet propulsion.
And he got the goose up.
He got the goose off the ground. But so did, I'm guessing so did the guy.
300 yards.
Yeah. So what? He
flew it. That's flight.
That's another one that's kind of like uneventful. The visit of the spruce goose.
Oh, I did that once. When it was in Long Beach.
Did you really?
Yeah, when it was in Long Beach.
Because Queen Mary's right next to it.
Yeah.
That'll bore you to tears.
The crazy one is the guy that had the record for the longest time on a motorcycle. His name was last name was Vincent, and it's a black and white picture. If you look it up, the Vincent speed record on a motorcycle. He couldn't get it. He was doing it on the salt flats, and he figured out his leathers were still dragging him. He needed another 1 or 2 miles per hour. So he strips down to basically a Speedo and goggles.
Isn't that movie with Anthony Hopkins,
The Fastest Indian? Or The Fastest Indian,
I don't think it is, but he is laid out on the – but you should see the picture on the salt flats.
Really?
Nothing but goggles and a Speedo, and he's just riding like Superman on the motorcycle.
No thanks.
No. I realized that when I was in that spruce goose thing, and that was at an early age, that I need like a murder to have occurred in the museum I'm touring. Spruce goose was neat.
In the museum?
Yeah, like because the sixth floor museum in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Like you're trying to unravel a mystery. I'm like podcasts and stuff. Like the reason we love murder mystery podcasts over all others is because deep down that's what we want. On the Queen Mary, did you do that one too?
I didn't do the Queen Mary, no. It was one or the other. My dad was like, well, let's go see the Spruce Goose. My mom went to the Queen Mary. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, fine.
I went to Hearst Castle. I'm like, this is neat.
Yeah, I want to.
And then you get a little bored. And then you're like, somebody got murdered. And you're like, ooh. Now all of a sudden, back in.
Intrigued.
Oh, really?
A new study looked at Google searches to figure out what Mother's Day brunch food is the most popular in every state. It's pretty basic. in Arizona, sausage.
Everybody wants to give their mom sausage.
Give my mom a sausage. Look, mama eats free today. Put the sausage in mama's mouth for Mother's Day because she did so much. You know what? You carried me inside your beautiful vagina for so long. The least I can do is shove my sausage in your mouth.
Sausage is in like 12 states.
9 months I brewed inside that woman's beautiful honey hole.
Montana?
I'm making myself sick.
I don't know why they put this. Mimosa. It's not really a food. That's
a brunch drink. Thing.
Let's see.
You get against mimosas.
Yeah, Brady, geez.
Nothing. I don't, you know.
Just not food. Get off my back. Tots are potatoes and they are fries.
Stand on it.
I don't like biting my mimosa. Sausage in Indiana.
What's the last place?
But pancakes. Illinois.
Pancakes?
Yep.
Wow. That's not a brunch food. That's a full breakfast.
You haven't been to a brunch in a while, have you?
There's pancakes at brunch?
Yeah. Pancakes, waffles.
He just brunched.
Sweet potato pie, lobster stack.
Just brunched.
Yeah, don't insult him like
Man.
That.
What did he start singing? What were you singing? What is that?
Food? From Mickey and the Beanstalk.
What?
What's that?
Mickey Mouse and the Beanstalk. He had a little song on it. I never forgot it.
Good reference, Brady.
Yeah,
strong.
Thank you. Well, you asked me where the song came from.
I know, but I didn't know that you were going to dive that deep into Mickey's
deep
cuts.
I was
going to
steal and say I came up with it. No, I probably could have gotten it.
Disney would kill you. You just sang a Mickey and the Beanstalk song. Do you remember any other Disney songs at all other than the one that just mentions food?
No one does.
Zippity Doo.
Sure you do. I can sing Zippity Doo. I don't know that we're allowed to
I don't
anymore.
Think we are.
I can sing all sorts of stuff from the Lion King and, you know, Ariel and the Little
Lion
Mermaid.
King ones. Give me a Lion
Umbak
King one.
Umbak-du-ah. Umbak-du-ah. Do that all day long.
Wow.
Sweet pumpkin pie, blueberry cheesecake.
Pancakes, lobster, sweet potato pie. waffles stacked up till they reach the sky.
We got to find this song.
So it's they just did the da 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 that one. They added words to it, and you remembered them. The guy who can't remember a lyric to his song.
It might have been Goofy singing it.
Of course it was. You haven't. You don't know lyrics to any songs at all. That was crystal clear.
And no, that was probably messed up.
It was pretty good. You stayed on point. It's clean. Mickey and the Beanstalk, everybody.
Mickey and the Beanstalk.
In?
The name of the song is Eat Until I Die?
You don't even know when you step in it. That's fantastic.
Oh, my God. Lamb cakes piled up till they reach the
sky. This is the one you've remembered.
I want to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until I die.
It's Britney's theme song.
What's hilarious about it is not knowing the payoff on the last part. Just remember the foods he's talking about.
You know that part.
Piled up till they reach the sky.
When's the last time you watched it? You're like seven.
I want to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until I die.
There's no way they can play that.
Why?
Disney would have to scrub that because it's the food, food disorders.
No. They would let that one
the
go.
The woke?
No, you're just worried.
The woke police are all over
you. You're
that.
Worried you're a movement. You guys are fine.
Eat until I die. I want to eat and eat and eat and eat. Now that song's even better.
Do you know the songs from Little Mermaid?
The what then?
Who's that?
Do you remember, Fievel? Or what was the one with the, Somewhere
a whole new world
out there.
Yeah.
Nope, never heard.
So that's the Disney song you remember. Goofy's sideways thing about eating until he dies.
Well, yeah, that's a Disney classic.
I've Hakuna never Matata. Heard that. Have you? Hakuna Matata? Yeah, means no worries for the rest of my days.
Never heard it. Pancakes, lobster, sweet potato pie.
What are you doing?
Mickey and the Beanstalk, the classics.
I didn't even know Mickey and the Beanstalk was a thing.
That thing was platinum. What are you talking about?
You're platinum. Centrum platinum.
According to a new survey, 8% of people say they'd never talk to their family again for the rest of their life if they could have perfect skin.
Wow. What does perfect skin mean? Like no wrinkles, no blemishes.
Yeah.
No Africa elbow.
Yeah, you get rid of your psoriasis.
Also found 33% of people would give up having a smartphone.
Maybe your dad's got perfect skin.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe that's why he left. He got some genie offered it up.
Need a transfusion.
Hey, Mr. Page over here. Would you like perfect skin or to raise that big-headed toddler over there?
Give me the skin.
Give me the skin. What do I have to do? Never talk to him again. No problem.
Deal.
Done.
I'm in.
Ensconce me in perfect skin. My dermis.
Pancakes, lobster, sweet potato pie.
He's just dancing around with his perfect dermis. I want to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat until the kid dies.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
A 41-year-old guy who lives in Western Pennsylvania named Timothy Box was arrested last Thursday after he wouldn't stop shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house. Police already knew who he was because a day earlier he called the cops and claimed two burglars were trying to kill him. But when they showed up, everything was fine and there was no signs of a break-in. When they responded to the fireworks call, found Timothy covered in sweat, acting erratically and hallucinating. They had
Mr.
to tackle
Box.
Him. They had to tackle Mr. Box, and he reached for a knife. And once they cuffed him, they found a bunch of cocaine and meth in his pockets. Yeah,
that happens.
Got a good mugshot of Mr. Box.
That's a great name, Mr. Box. If you've got a band and you're not Mr. Box yet. Mr. Box looks like life's been tough on Mr. Box.
It's a 39-year-old woman named Jamie Lynn Heineker, who's the manager of a movie theater in Mankato, Minnesota.
Mankato.
All right.
Mankato.
She was just busted for selling cocaine from the concession stand.
Right.
She would put it in the bags of popcorn. The cops got tipped off about what was going on, set up a sting. Jamie sold an undercover officer some cocaine and a popcorn bag for $100. She's now facing felony drug charges.
That's clever, though.
20 years.
That's pretty clever. You side hustle right there in your job.
Oh, yeah.
Selling the popcorn with the special. It's like the Can't Find Me Love movie where you had the anchovies meant that you wanted sex from the driver.
Yeah.
I've got some science news. Hello, my friends.
On the ball today.
I'm Professor Brady Bogan. This is your science news.
Well done, gentlemen. Science.
SpaceX, the Mars rocket prototype, had its first true successful landing on Wednesday. Last time it landed hard, looked okay, then it exploded.
God, that sentence.
But this landing
right
was
after
nice.
The Mr. Box story.
Mr. Box landed hard and then exploded. Science. Now it's a soft landing because it's sleepy. Did you see the lights the other night? Wednesday night, the space lights?
Did not.
Yeah, we had another Phoenix lights situation. Did you see them?
I saw it on the news, yeah. I didn't see them.
I didn't see them on the news on Cinco de Mayo night. Evidently, the night sky lit up. I guess it was in the east. Loads of lights just all in dash form across the sky. And they're trying to tell us that it's the SpaceX test out in Florida.
They were seeing it in Nevada, too, from what I understand.
Mm. It wasn't that crazy rocket.
But we can see that in Florida because it's in space and stuff. But like satellites launch and other stuff, I never saw a space shuttle launch and do anything. I had one missile test at Brandenburg in California, that we were playing basketball once and that happened, and then New Mexico had the tests. But Florida, that seems stretchy, doesn't it? To leave that much of a stain in our sky?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
The fifth Mars helicopter flight is supposed to happen this afternoon, and it's the first one where it won't return to the same spot it took off from.
Oh, it's not just hovering.
Basically, they want to see if they can use it to scout out new spots for the rover to go.
Also to get traffic and weather. The eye in the sky. Hey, let's check out Mars this morning. Eye in the sky traffic.
Earlier this week, we heard about the space wine bottles going to be auctioned off for $1 million a bottle. France found that a pint of beer contains up to 4 million bubbles. That's how many it can kick out before it goes flat.
Science!
France did that, did they? You know how I know? Without any scientists or beakers or micro, just take a sip. Boop, it's flat.
Scientists in South Korea made a record-breaking laser that only fires for a fraction of a second, but it's crazy powerful. It's like taking all the light that hits Earth and focusing it on one spot for 10 microns wide, which is 10,000ths of an inch. A tiny spot, but
and it just lights up that little tiny dot.
Yeah, they didn't say what happens when that
just burns a hole like
yeah,
a,
it doesn't,
like
yeah,
so it can pinhole you.
They don't want to tell you that because it's Avengers stuff. It'll blow up the world.
Well, beyond that, it can pinhole a head.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You wouldn't even know what happened to the guy. Like he just drops.
New lobotomy.
Maybe it wouldn't kill you though. It would probably heat your brain up pretty good. That's crazy. New weapons. Imagine what they got that we
like
don't
that's,
know.
Well, that sound poop gun. That,
yeah, the one that makes people dumb. Yeah, the brown gun. Well, what's the, remember the, well, that was the other one that the sound guy, was it the one that made people fall down or something like
just,
that? Or,
yeah, kills them.
Was that the dead, I don't think they could test that and show us the thing.
Yeah.
The one that they were showing like.
That drops them
that
the sound.
That just makes people
gun.
Fall down. Yeah. Like yeah. they had like, they just.
Weakens them.
And you don't hear a thing and then they just drop.
Nobody around it does. Apparently, if you're in the, like, the...
Yeah, and it aims it at
the
you.
The center of it,
it throws you on the ground. Yeah. It's amazing.
Scientists in Australia found a type of worm that has more than one butt. They live inside sea sponges, and sections of their body branch out like a tree. Each section has its own butt. so they can have hundreds of butts and only one head. That's your science news.
Thanks. I know. I'm with you, Brett. Brett just eyeballed me. You want me to take him out, boss? No, we're good. He's all right. Sometimes,
we'll let this one go.
Sometimes he swings and misses.
This Ohio
the worm
State.
Butt story with the smirk was a little bit.
But Eat Until I Die was great.
Eat Until I Die will live forever.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
An Ohio State senator.
O.H.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a Zoom call the other day. Senator Andrew Brenner. He can be. He's driving, but the background is his office. And they're talking about distracted driving is on the legislation.
So he's in the Zoom call?
Yeah.
Actually doing the Zoom call in his car, pretending the background's his office.
Yeah, puts the background so they...
But you could tell he's driving.
You couldn't at first until it glitched a little bit, and then you can see a seatbelt strap on the side of his...
Yeah, because you could put those backgrounds, and we were doing that. Everybody had backgrounds.
But your foreground's still stuff. So like, right. If you had a steering wheel, it would show up. But yeah, the background thing.
Yeah, because he did it where it's low enough where it's just off to the side. But you
so just smart enough while he drove to even be more distracted to actually pose while driving.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be great if he'd have crashed his office? Everybody on the Zoom, what happened? This guy's just a bloody mess all of a sudden. Oh, my God, the office just smashed into a truck.
Let's get to some Wild World radio videos.
Okay, and go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and these are your Wild World radio videos.
Which one you want to
Let's
start
go
out with
the lions and hyenas squaring off like the Jets and Sharks.
Ooh, that's a Hakuna Matata stuff.
It starts off with one lion and a bunch of hyenas.
My goodness.
This is a scrap.
There are like 10 of them attacking a female lion. They got her. But here comes the pride. Holy cow, there's tons of them.
Oh, they're going at it.
That lion is just kicking ass, too. Oh, look out now. Oh, here
comes the boys.
Lion's doing some work. Those are the ladies.
Got a good chunk.
Oh, yes.
What's amazing is, you know, the hyena has one of the hardest and most powerful bites.
Look at them. Now they come back. Oh!
Man. This camping trip went south.
Yeah.
We picked a bad spot to tent up. Who's filming this?
A leopard.
It has to be an animal.
Tree.
It's that lazy male lion. Listen to that noise. They're not done. They want to eat those hyenas.
Oh, yeah.
So who wins?
Yeah. Cut to the chase.
Square off. Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
It's just
that's
the
it?
Initial scrap.
It's a draw.
Oh, sorry.
It's a draw.
Sorry, the scrap wasn't enough?
No,
no,
it wasn't.
I want an ending.
I was
ties.
What do you want? You want to see someone die? Yeah.
Ties suck.
It's kissing sisters, Brady. We wanted an ending.
You want to see some death? I can get you
oh, I know
death.
You can.
Get us some death. That was a good fight, but then to have the judges go to the cars.
It's another fight. Oh, yeah. This is a Roo fight. Can't play the audio on it because guys.
There's a lot of cursing in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These kangaroos are going at it. Does he cuss the whole time?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear. Oh, man, that's depressing. Oh,
that's
the slam. He's taking down the ruse.
But then he gets him down. And then look at this kick.
Oh!
This is
there you go, Brett.
Now, this is worthy. This is worthy.
See, we're building.
Okay, so what we had, Brett, is commonly known as the undercard and then the main event. That was phenomenal.
Here,
the body slam, and then boom!
Boom!
Oh, to the
ribs.
Is the other one dead?
A last stomp on the head.
Is the other one alive still? They're about the same size. Isn't evenly matched.
You got Southpaw against
Stop
Southpaw.
Stop bouncing around.
Man. Damn.
Just the slam.
That's a good wild American video.
That is fantastic. I hate to see that kangaroo go down like that and get kicked on the way down, but that's
No, this is a guy. This is a good news here.
Outstanding.
He's one of these guys that captures the birds illegally.
I don't
know. This guy's.
There's a guy that does that.
Yeah, and part, you know, like the guy that got caught smuggling those finches?
Yeah.
Well, this guy's on the street, and he'll sell you the birds. So this guy in his car buys the birds, and watch, as he gives them the cash, just sets them free.
Is that okay to do? These birds might not live
in
that area.
He paid for them, the hell with it.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's
but what if they're not indigenous to the area?
I think that they are, but... That's why he's doing it, but they're just, you're not...
Dude in a full-on pink sweatsuit, head to toe. The bag of birds, selling them to some.
He's masked up. He's practicing.
He's practicing all that he should be. And he bought all of the birds?
Pretty much.
Okay. I don't know if that's good.
To let the birds go.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, if they're not, they're going to screw up the. You can't just introduce animals to new spaces a lot of times.
They're free for a couple hours. That guy's going to catch them.
That's the only reason I'm saying this, because that's kind of crap. Yeah. That started the
here's
pandemic.
Here's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. The eagles eating beautiful parakeets.
Oh, jeez.
that's the prettiest death I've ever looked at in my life. A beautiful turquoise thing getting honked on by a hawk or an eagle or whatever the hell it is. It's gorgeous. Well, there you go. Thanks,
there you have it.
That's it. To all your wild Americas, that's it today? Yep. No girls getting hurt? All right. Nothing stuck out. There's a lion.
It's got the young Cape Buffalo trying to
he
go
just
in there.
He got
and
an open on it.
Cape
got
Buffalo,
it.
He got
yeah,
it. He got it.
Oh,
but they get him off.
Rammed it into a tree. And this is in traffic. There's like cars everywhere.
Yeah.
Man, that's it. What Instagram page is this?
Planet of the Wild.
This is Brady's dream page.
No kidding.
On it.
On it, but you got to pick up your game, Mr. Hummingbird, and here's Turtles.
Well, those
walking.
Were a while ago, and I just started.
Oh, geez, sorry, old news.
Yeah. Oh, is that
new to us?
Now that I know you guys like this stuff.
Well, we always like great fights in
some
the wild.
Some of them are pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way,
we don't want your tame.
By the way,
Mr.
Old,
yeah.
Your lion and what
is old
Cape Buffalo.
Too.
Video is the oldest one on here.
Oh, come
that's
on.
That's why I was
testing it out. You know.
Oh, jeez.
He played a classic to make sure we were in.
Yeah.
It's a flashback.
This is great. I don't think the boys will like it, though.
Well, I didn't like the hyenas.
You like the Edgar Winter moose?
I don't know what that is.
Rare, right over there.
Oh, it's an albino moose? Probably not. Yeah. Sun probably makes his body hurt.
Amazing.
One of your God's mistakes, and I'm not a real big fan of those.
All right, now that's a video on Brady's page.
That is a Brady.
Yeah.
Look, swimming. A moose made of all powdered sugar. It's my powdered sugar moose.
Frankenstein, nice.
And he's walking through water, and then he's not.
I'll put some music to that. That'll fit great.
You know why they call it the wild Brady? Not because of videos like this. This is the tame.
Because it's wildly entertaining.
No, this is the tame.
I'm Brady Bogan with Your Tame Wild.
Anyway, is Mr. Mencia coming?
He is.
All right. Carlos Mencia. What a great weekend for funny. Callen, Mencia. We had Jason Mewes on Wednesday. Who else is here? The third one. It's got to be. You have a list?
I do. Andrew Schultz is at Stand Up Live.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, Andrew Schultz is Stand Up Live.
Yeah, I know Andrew Schultz. He's good. Well, there you go. Well, Mencia is going to join us in just a little bit. It's a beautiful thing. So we'll talk to Carlos next. Ladies and gentlemen, there goes your Brady Report.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.